says in verse 6, yea, though he live 1,000 years twice told, yet hath he seen no good. Do not all go to one place. Now, this is the key phrase here in verse 6 that he's getting at in this chapter. Do not all go to one place. Now, this is not talking about the soul, okay? Obviously, we know that people go to heaven and people go to hell. But what he's talking about here is that everybody's going to the grave. Everybody's going to die. And here's the thing about this, okay? If everybody eventually dies, whether you live, and look at the example that's given in verse 6, it's kind of a crazy example, 1,000 years twice told. Now, told means counted, like the teller at the bank counts your money, okay? So it's saying here, if he lives 2,000 years, you know, 1,000 years and then another 1,000 years, which is obviously impossible, nobody's ever done that. But he's saying, even if you lived 2,000 years, and then the other one is an untimely birth, so it dies in the womb, he's saying they both go to the same place. Now, what this is basically saying is that if everybody eventually dies, then it doesn't really matter whether you lived 20 years, 60 years, you know, 90 years or 90 minutes. Because either way, you die. I mean, think about, obviously to us, it matters while we're living our life. But here's the thing, what about 1,000 years from now? 2,000 years from now? 5,000 years from now? 1,000,000 years from now? Is it really going to matter whether people lived for 5 minutes or 5 years or 50 years? Because they all ended up the same way. See, what the Bible teaches is it's the end that matters. Okay? So what we can take from this, and really the whole book of Ecclesiastes, is that it's what comes after death that matters. That's all that matters. Only what comes after death matters. In the end. Obviously today, you know, we care about how our day is going today because we're here right now experiencing it. We want it to be nice. But really, when it all is boiled down, only one life so soon is passed, and only what's done for Christ will last. And 3,000 years from now, you know, there are going to be people in heaven, and, you know, whether they live 30 years or 60, it's not like people are going to be like, man, I'm so glad I got to live to be 90. Yeah, it was cool. It ceases to matter at some point. You know, what's going to matter is, you know, the rewards, the works that you did for Christ. And the whole point of the book of Ecclesiastes is that life without Jesus Christ is totally meaningless. And our world is doing a pretty good job of figuring that out now, because now they're basically teaching everyone that they're animals and that it's just a cosmic accident and that we're all stardust. And that we basically are just really advanced apes. And you know what? Dolphins might even be smarter than us, in fact. Look at the size of that brain in that dolphin. Maybe he, you know, maybe there's just a lot going on in there. You know, still waters run deep. You know, and maybe the dolphin's even smart. You know, our world today is teaching that they're animals, that humans are animals, right? But you know what? Without God, without Jesus Christ, without the Lord, they're pretty much right. Their life is meaningless, and they really do have no purpose, and there really is no morality, and there really is no right and wrong. So eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow you die. But thank God that those of us who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we realize that we are not animals, but we are human beings made in the image of God, and our lives matter. And God has the hairs of our head numbered. So much for being an accident, right? So much for being a lump of cells. So much for being just, you know, this cosmic accident of the Big Bang and there's this little ripple and this is the universe. You know, God formed and fashioned me in my mother's womb, and he knows every hair on my head, every tear that I've ever shed, he has kept in a bottle. He has written down the story of my life and told all of my wanderings. And so, you know, our lives have meaning as Christians. But sadly, the unsaved, their life has no meaning. And that might seem like a harsh thing to say or a harsh reality, but it's the truth. Unsaved people's life eventually, ultimately has no meaning. Because 500 years from now or 50,000 years from now, when they're burning in hell, it's not going to matter what kind of car they drove. It's not going to matter how much money they had. It's not going to matter how long they lived. None of it is going to matter. Nothing will matter.